It's Mexico's most visited city, and it isn't hard to see why. Cancun offers heart-stopping beauty from its sun-soaked, sparkling white sand shores to its lush jungles. Its crystal-clear waters are the perfect playground for a bounty of adrenaline-fueled water sports, boating, and relaxing swims alike. Many of the accommodations are located in the popular hotel zone, known as Zona Hotelera. Located on a man-made strip of land outside of the big city, the strip is home to nearly 100 hotels. Cancun's famous club, Coco Bongo, offers a place for visiting revelers to dance until the sun rises. The larger-than-life atmosphere includes live performances, drinks, confetti, and a non-stop party in the heart of the vibrant nightlife district. From booking flights and securing travel documents to things to do for fun while you're there, find out everything you need to know about planning your trip to Cancun from Vancouver. What airlines should I fly to Cancun? From Vancouver International Airport, YVR, travelers can fly direct to Cancun International Airport, CAN, or via several connecting routes. Airlines that fly to or partially to Cancun via one of their airline partners include Aeromexico, Air Canada, Air New Zealand, Air Transat, Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, Avianca, British Airways, Delta Airlines, Emirates, Flair Airlines, Iberia, JetBlue, Korean Air, Lynx Air, Porter Airlines, Qantas, Qatar Airways, Sun Country Airlines, Sunwing, United Airlines, WestJet. When should I book my ticket to Cancun? Tickets from Vancouver to Cancun have become increasingly affordable over the past year or so, with prices on one-way, direct flights with Flair Airlines starting at around $160, round-trip options start at around $359. Best of all, travelers can score these low-cost prices by booking tickets within the same month that they travel. Tickets booked more than 3 months before travel dates may face prices that are at least $100 higher. When is the best time of year to visit Cancun? Since it is located in the Caribbean, Cancun faces a long hurricane season. The best time to visit the island is between December and April. During this period, visitors will enjoy near-perfect weather in the tropical hot spot, complete with cloudless skies, blazing sunshine, and hot temperatures. If you do visit the Mayan Riviera during hurricane season, the Canadian government offers the following recommendations. Know that you expose yourself to serious safety risks. Be prepared to change your travel plans on short notice, including cutting short or canceling your trip. Stay informed of the latest regional weather forecasts. Carry emergency contact information for your airline or tour operator. Follow the advice and instructions of local authorities. Is it safe to visit Cancun? The Mexico Travel Advisory has been updated several times over the past year and includes several warnings at the start of 2024. The Canadian government continues to advise travelers to exercise a high degree of caution in the North American country. Additionally, there are several regions they should avoid all travel to. There continue to be high rates of violent crime, including homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, and robbery in popular tourist destinations such as the Mayan Riviera, Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Puerto Morelos, and Tulum, and Acapulco. Criminal groups and drug cartels are also present in tourist areas and bystanders can get caught in crossfire. Canada warns that Mexico has one of the highest kidnapping rates in the world. It is a serious security risk for people who travel to this country. Find out everything you need to know about the Mexico Travel Advisory for Canadian travelers. Do I need to get any special travel vaccines ahead of visiting Cancun? Visit a travel medical clinic before you book a ticket. The healthcare professionals will inform you about what vaccinations you require and what you can expect on your trip. There are risks of contracting several viruses spread by mosquitoes, including dengue, Zika, and chikungunya. Pregnant women, or women planning to get pregnant soon, may want to rethink their travel plans to Cancun. The Canadian government recommends that you wait for 2 months after visiting Cancun, Mexico, or after the onset of illness due to Zika virus, whichever is longer, before trying to get pregnant. If your male partner traveled with you, wait 3 months after travel or after the onset of illness. What kind of activities can I enjoy in Cancun? While laying on a stunning beach and sipping a sweet cocktail or a mocktail is a fantastic way to enjoy a day in Cancun, there are endless things to see and do. As a beach destination, tourists will find no shortage of water sports to enjoy, including some of the world's best snorkeling and diving opportunities in its bright blue waters. There is also a popular underwater museum that features 500 life-size sculptures used to promote coral life. Travelers can also enjoy several other water activities, including kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, water skiing, swimming, and even surfing, particularly during the hurricane season. Several companies offer sailing tours that allow tourists to stop in the middle of the ocean and jump out for a swim, suntan on the boat, sip cocktails, and watch the sunset in scenic locations. Some options will take them to popular places such as Isla Mujeres, where they disembark and enjoy the island's shopping opportunities, unique dining venues, and beaches. Other tour companies will escort travelers to ancient ruins, including the Chichen Itza, the Mayan ruins in Tulum by the sea, and the Mayan ruins of Coba. Many of these options include a meal and other inclusions, such as a refreshing dip in one of the region's cenotes, natural swimming pits. Do I need a visa to visit Cancun? Canadian travelers do not require a visa to visit Mexico, but their passport must be valid for the duration of their stay in the country. It is always a good idea to ensure that your passport is valid for 6 months after you return home from travel. If you become ill or injured while in your destination, you may not be able to travel home. Having a buffer for your travel document before it expires ensures that you won't have trouble coming home. You must fill out a tourist card to enter Mexico unless you plan to stay under 72 hours within the northern border zone. If you don't obtain a tourist card upon arrival, you may face fine, detention, expulsion. How much money will I spend on accommodation? Cancun accommodation prices vary dramatically, ranging from as little as $25 for a night's stay at the Nomads Hotel, hostel and rooftop pool Cancun on Isla Mujeres, and climbing up to $1,754 for one at the five-star hotel Esencia. All-inclusive packages may also cut down costs and take the guesswork out of arranging transfers. Many people also prefer to eat at their resort due to safety considerations. Several Canadian charter companies offer packages to Cancun that include accommodation, transfers, meals, drinks, entertainment, and flights. Sunwing regularly sells these packages from Vancouver starting at just upwards of $1,200. Air Canada Vacations and WestJet Vacations also offer low-cost options. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter, The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or simply have a travel concern or idea that you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverassossam.com. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.